The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Hancock, Senator Guth. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Paige Ella Sundstrom.
Welcome, fellow senators. Please bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this glorious morning, for springtime in the air and seeing green grass again and the fresh skies. Lord, we thank you for an empty tomb, for the fact that we have hope of an eternity with you because of your sacrifice. Lord, today I want to think of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, where Paul prayed that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. Heavenly Father, we need to have our eyes enlightened today, enlightened to the way that you intersect with us each day in the things that we do, the people that we meet. Help us to always remember that the most important part of our job is the people of Iowa and bringing righteousness to this process. I just ask that today we would be mindful of your presence. We thank you that you are always watching over us and promise to walk with us even to the end of the age. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There is business in the well.
As part of the confirmation process of gubernatorial appointees, Senate Rule 59 requires that certain nominees be introduced to the full Senate. We have four of them today, and I actually believe it's the final four for this session. First one is Jerry Huser as chair of the Iowa Utilities Board. To my left in the gallery. The next one is Doug Ullman as the insurance commissioner. Dennis Lull as the chair of the Property Assessment Appeal Board. And Joe Cortez as the work comp commissioner. They will be available for a half an hour afterwards if you want to have any meetings with them or if you want to set up private meetings for a later time.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? Chair would like to take this opportunity to welcome back to the Iowa Senate our former colleague and now Congresswoman Miller Meeks. Please join with me in welcoming her back. See no senator seeking the floor. The chair recognizes the senator from Cerro Gordo, Senator Reagan.
So Democrats will caucus in room 116 after approps.
Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the attention of the body. Rules will meet as soon as we recess in room 22. Republicans will caucus at 9:15 in room 22, and I would move the Senate recess until the conclusion of the Appropriations Committee.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be recessed until the conclusion of the Appropriations Committee.
The Rules and Administration Committee will meet immediately in room 22. Rules and Administration Committee immediately in room 22.